You know, I think his legacy is manifested in a few different ways. Boulder has never been a terribly diverse place. When we moved there, it wasn't, and it still is not appreciably more diverse now. But I think there is a heightened sensitivity to some of the issues surrounding peoples of color. I think the university has had its consciousness raised in part because of the work my dad and other people working with him. I think of Gary Jackson and Sonny Flowers and my uncle Al Tate and others would hold sensitivity training meetings around the city and the county. I think some of that work through HR has continued. And I think the consciousness of the community generally has been raised as well. You know, part of his legacy is not actually in the arena of human rights or human relations. It's the Pearl Street Mall, which he was a huge champion and supporter and one of the driving forces of. So, and that has dramatically shaped how Boulder looks and feels now.
What are your memories of when your father was mayor? Because, and I mean that in terms of being the first and as of yet the only African-American mayor, but certainly 40 years ago, that would have been something that maybe many people in Colorado would not have been supportive of. What are your memories of when your father was mayor, particularly as an African-American family?
You know, it was an interesting time. We are talking about a period in the country where Vietnam War protests were still prevailing, and Boulder saw its fair share of them. And my father was, in addition to being an elected official, was very much an anti-war activist. You know, the one thing about being a person of color in Boulder, especially an African-American male, is you cannot be anonymous. You cannot blend in. You cannot be part of the crowd. I and my sisters were always known. We were known because, you know, Boulder High, I think my senior year, there were maybe 8 African-American students. There were only 4 in my graduating class in 1974. And so we stood out. When you went around town, people knew you were the mayor's kid. He was very popular until he endorsed the Human Rights Ordinance and survived the recall effort, which really changed the dynamic in Boulder and the political dynamic for him. Once that happened, we began to get hateful phone calls and hate mail. This is before the internet, so nobody sent you ugly anonymous emails. They mailed you ugly anonymous letters. And so I remember my parents taking great pains to make sure we never saw some of those that came home, but often we did. And people would say things negatively about my dad or hurl slurs at us. And, you know, it's just something you had to weather and work through.
What do you think your father would be saying about some of the current issues facing the city, from affordable housing to diversity to the Sanctuary City Declaration and, you know, everything else that's happening here in the city?
He would be proud of the Sanctuary City Declaration. My father very much believed in the promise of America reflected in the Statue of Liberty about bringing me you're tired and you're downtrodden. He believed in a multicultural, pluralistic society. So he would have welcomed the Sanctuary City determination and designation by the city. He would have been brutally frank that the city is still not as diverse as it needs to be, and in part it is because of political decisions made that have escalated the cost of housing tremendously, so that it limits who can afford to live in the city, which impacts the ability and the potential for diversity. My father was an advocate of affordable housing. When we were growing up in Boulder, our church, St. John's Episcopal Church, through my father's efforts and the late Father Reverend James McEwen and others, sponsored one of the original affordable housing developments in Boulder, the San Juan del Centro development off of Valmont Road. So he would have really pushed and encouraged the city and even the county to be more inclusive and deliberate and aggressive in their efforts to provide a broader mix of affordable housing for more families.
There's so much discussion happening right now about how we need to learn from history and how we don't seem to learn from history. What do you think, people in Boulder, how could we be informed about the ongoing issues that we're facing? It seems not a lot has changed in the more than 40 years since when your father was the mayor here. But what could we learn from history in terms of how we're dealing with some of these ongoing issues right now in Boulder?
You know, Maeve, I think one of the ways to understand how to move forward is to appreciate how you got there. I remember when I was a child growing up, the zero growth ordinance that many in Boulder supported because there was a desire to keep Boulder exclusive, which by definition meant predominantly white and affluent. But I think one of the byproducts of that is it directly promoted some of the development sprawl that Boulder, the city, and the county are experiencing now. I think the Pearl Street Mall was a proper innovation and did wonders for downtown Boulder. So I think looking at some of the decisions that were made 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago, and looking at what appear to have been the effects of that. And so I do think it bears looking at some of the prior decisions of elected officials to see what impact they've had now and thinking more comprehensively about what sort of society and community you really want.